大家好，欢迎收听今天这一期的早安英文，我是卡拉。
And this is Dylan.
今天呢要和大家来聊一聊就是美国新潮的一些 buzzwords. 但是首先呢我给大家解释一下 buzzwords 是什么。First of all, please tell us what a buzzword is.
Well, Kara, a buzzword is an important sounding, usually technical word or phrase, often of little meaning, used to impress a layman.
所以其实就是 like a slang, right?
Yeah, exactly.The word will often sound, like they mean something other than what they actually mean.
所以呢 buzzword 就是指一些时髦的流行的术语和行话。通常呢实际表达的含义会和看起来的字面意思有一些偏差，近似于 slang。我们今天呢就要教给大家一些这样的词，让大家变成英文潮人。如果说大家想要查看我们今天节目的文字笔记呢，欢迎微信搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以了。Okay, so let's dive right into it.The first buzzword we should talk about is salty. As in, why are you so salty today, Dylan?
Oh, am I salty?
Yeah.
Oh. I hope that's just an example. But to be salty is to be hard, to get near or to go near or to be angry.
Salty 这个词呢它的本意是咸的，所以呢通常我们会讲比如说 salty food,、
yeah.
或者说 salty sea air.就是那种海边咸咸的空气，但是呢如果你讲 someone is being salty 就不是讲说他 tastes salty 了，就不是说他尝起来咸咸的，而是说他非常的 tough 或者说非常的 aggressive， 就非常的生气啊激动啊攻击性很强不好接近的感觉。
Okay, so an example of salty would be like she didn't drink her coffee today, so she's really salty
就是说他今天没有喝咖啡，所以他非常的暴躁易怒。
Yeah.
或者呢，你也可以讲说，somebody gets all salty when 什么什么什么。
Yeah, somebody gets all salty when something negative happens to them.
就是如果发生了什么不好的事情的话，他就会整个人非常的暴躁。这个句型大家可以记下来。Okay, moving on. Let's keep this a low-key pod today.
Okay, deal. Good usage of a buzzword, by the way.
I know, right?
So, low-key basically means not intended to attract a lot of attention to an event, subject, or thing, okay?
它是一个形容词的单语 low-key, 有的时候中间呢会加一个连字符，就是低调的、不招摇的意思。What are you doing? You're drinking coffee. Oh my god!
They can't hear it. Can you hear me drinking coffee?
Okay.
I'm gonna do it now. Test.
就是低调的、不招摇的意思，不去吸引太…… Stop it.不去吸引太多的注意力，就是 not showy. 比如说像是 The wedding will be a low-key affair with fewer than 30 guests. 就是说这个婚礼啊将会办得非常的低调，不会超过30个客人。
I get salty when I don't drink my coffee.
I know.
or you want to keep something low-key, you want to keep the relationship low-key, like a secret.
就是我想要保持这一段关系在一个比较低调的状态。或者呢我们平时可以直接讲 keep it low-key, 或者 let's keep it low-key, 就是我们平时中文会讲的说低调点低调点。好的，下一个呢when complimenting someone's clothes or accessories, you can say that they're on fleek or just fleek, right?
Yeah.On fleek means that the person you're complimenting is very stylish.
就是很漂亮很潮就是那种完美到极致啊有这种感觉。那 fleek 这个词呢就是 F-L-E-E-K。那很常见的一个说法呢就是直接讲 something on fleek。比如说你的眉毛修得很完美。
Your eyebrows are on fleek, Kara.
谢谢你哦、或者呢你可以直接讲 eyebrows on fleek、然后呢你比如说你今天穿的衣服非常的漂亮非常的精致
That outfit is on fleek、
或者是不是可以直接讲 outfit on fleek
Yeah、
当然了也可以直接把 fleek 这个词呢放到句子里面做形容词用表示好看或者潮那比如说 Dylan your shirt is totally not fleek
Yeah I know Or you can just say that my shirt is basicLike very boring or needs improvement.
Like an old man.
Yeah. But that's a good thing, right?
But
if you really mean that I'm going to clap back at you.
What? You're going to hit me?
No. It's like a comeback, like with some attitude.
Oh.
Like, your original comment wasn't very good, and I'll show you how to really insult someone.
Oh.
Like, I'm clapping back at you.
Okay, okay. 就是当别人批评你或者侮辱你的时候呢，如果你 clap back at them, 就是表示回击或者反击的意思。
Yeah, exactly. As an example, I'm not great at clapping back because I get easily frustrated by criticism.
我就是一个这样的人。这话什么意思呢？就是说我是一个很不擅长回击的人，因为面对批评啊、恶语啊或者侮辱啊这种东西，我就会很慌乱不安。So Dylan, do you consider yourself woke?
Yeah, I woke up at like 7 a.m. today.
Hey, I mean woke like the socially aware.
Oh, like a progressively minded person, right?
Yeah.
I do, but most people my age consider themselves to be woke as well.We are often more concerned about social issues than our parents were.
Exactly. When you are not being immature, that is. 所以 woke 这个词呢，它有一个意思啊，就是表示对于一些社会问题，在一些大议题下面一种清醒觉醒的这么一个状态和态度。比如说我们平时就可以讲 stay woke, 就是保持清醒，保持觉醒的这么一个状态。
You know, we have a buzzword for that. It's called adulting, or to act like an adult or the act of being an adult.
Adulting.
Yeah.
就是 adult 这个词，就是我们平时讲成年人的那个词，加上一个 ing 的形式。它的意思呢，就是要像一个负责任的成年人一样行为处事，要做一个真正的成年人。Sometimes I'm not good at adulting myself.
We can also say that you need to grow up or become an adult.
就是比如说有人做了什么很幼稚的事情，比如说 Dylan did something stupid. I would say grow up. 是能不能成熟一点啊？敢笑。Okay, man, we're on fire today with all these buzzwords.
I know, right?
Yeah. 傻。当然了，我们说 on fire is not.Literally on fire.
You would think so, right? But it means that someone is going so fast that they are catching fire. And going so fast as in like they're making progress very quickly.
所以呢其实这个 on fire 它就是指状态很好或者说火力全开停不下来的那种感觉。所以呢比如说你在 playing video games 的时候或者说 playing basketball 的时候状态特别好你就可以讲 you're on fire, 或者 he's on fire.
We're pretty dope today, right, Kara?
Dope 在这里是什么意思呢? What does dope mean here?
So dope means really cool or awesome, okay?Like you would usually say like, that is dope, y'all, or that is dope, man.
其实 that's amazing, that's awesome 的意思。Dope 就是毒品的那个词 ,D-O-P-E.
Okay, so just remember, guys and gals, that when using these buzzwords, you are, you're not talking about the actual taste of someone when you say they are salty, or that when someone is on fire that they are very hot.But rather that they are doing something that's very positive or very negative, okay?
总之呢，就是不要从字面意思去理解这些短语啊。所以最后我们来复习一下，总结一下今天的表达。
Buzzwords.
就是时髦术语或者流行的行话。
Salty.
非常的生气、激动，非常的攻击性，非常非常的有攻击性，不好接近。
Low key.
低调、不招摇、不去吸引太多的注意力。
Fleek.On fleek.
就是非常 stylish, 非常潮,非常精致,非常完美。
Clap back at someone.
回击。
Woke.
就是对一些社会议题大议题非常的清醒觉醒。
Adulting.
像一个负责任的成年人一样行为处事。
On fire.
状态很好,火力全开,停不下来。
And the last one is dope.
就是 amazing 或者 awesome.
是的。
另外呢，如果说大家想要了解更多实用生活中常用的英文口语的话，我们早安英文在喜马拉雅平台为大家独家录制了一档栏目，叫做英文口语急救包，大家可以到喜马拉雅搜索急救包或者早安英文就可以看见了。同时呢，早安英文除了录制免费的音频节目之外，我们也有精心制作付费的课程，帮助大家更加系统的提高英文。大家可以到早安英文的微信公众号私信回复会员两个字，就可以了解课程详情啦。那我们今天的节目呢，就和大家分享到这里啦。但如果说以后在这个对话当中可以用到这么一些词的话，就会让你非常非常的潮，非常的地道，可以去尝试一下。好，我是卡拉。
And this has been Dylan.
我们下期见。
Bye bye. Stay classy.